Okay, everybody, side. Today's daf is daf Nun Gimel. And we left off yesterday the fourth line from the top of the Amud, where the Gemara begins, Rav Sharvi Amar, V'chalitza K'sheira. What is this referring to? If you return back to Nun Beis Amud Beis, you'll recall we had a machloikis yesterday between a Rebbe and the Chacham. If you want to specifically look at the Lashon of the Braisa, the Braisa began at Tanya Idach. You see, we have Toisus Oidil Mahay Lechudei Koi. It's about halfway down that Toisus. Tanya Idach. About three quarters down the Amud. Two-thirds down the Amud. Tanya Idach HaChodetz V'Yedam Toi. A person gave a chalitza to the Bama V'Chozev Kitcha. And after giving the chalitza, he was Mekadesher. Of course, he's being over the Isser of Kibin Shloi Bona Shuv Lo Yivna. Now the question is, how effective is that Kiddush? So Rabbi Oimer in Kitcher Lishum Ishus, Tzrichei Menu Get. If when he was Mekadesher, he says, I'm Mekadeshu Hari At Mekudeshesli, like a regular normal Kiddushim, then the Kiddushim was Chal. Obviously, we're not talking Aliba Dereb Akiva, because according to Akiva, Ein Kiddushim Toivsim Chiyav Yilav. But putting aside Rabbi Kiva, the Kiddushin was a good Kiddushin, even though he's Oyver and Isser, and if they want to terminate that Kiddushin, they need a get. However, says Rabbi Nishum Yablus, if a person gave Kesef Kiddushin, he says, I'm the Mekadeshu, in the form of, like, Mimer, I want to go and be Miyabim you, and here is my Mimer money, ain't Tzricha Menu Get, you don't need to give a get, because this is a meaningless thing. After there's been a chalitza, ein acher chalitza klum, everything is finished, we're done, no more zika, no more yibam, no more chalitza. We start off a brand new period of time in this young lady's life. You can be mekadosh l'shemishus, we can't be mekadosh l'shemiyamus, because it's just impossible. The zika's gone away. Therefore, you don't need again. L'chomayman bein shekitcha l'shemishus, bein shekitcha l'shemiyamus, zricha manikyat, it really doesn't make a difference what lashon you used. And the Gemara already gave yesterday three potential explanations in the machloikis between Rebbe and the Chacham. The final one that we had on the bottom of the Amud Beis was four lines from the bottom, where Rava Omar, Idi Omar Love and Maimer Yevomer Kuli Amalei Pligi de Mahanya. If he says to her that I'm being Mekadosh the Maimer Yevomer, that would work. Going to Omalah, he's catching the Zikas Yavam. He uses a very interesting lush. Remember, he gave her a chalitza. He gives her now money. He says, I want to be Mekadosh with Zikas Yavam. So Rabbi Sober, Ye Zika, Basoi Chalitza, Afka say the Zika. Rabbi says it was a Zika originally, of course, and that's why normally Maima works. However, now that there was a chalitza, the Zika went away. And if you're going to talk about Zikas Yevamim, that's almost ridiculous. It's nonsense, because there's no Zika to talk of anymore. It's like a person going over to a woman in the street and saying, I want to be Mekadosh you with Zikas Yevamim. There's no Zika. So, all of that is meaningless. However, Rabbanan Sabri, Ein Zika Meikara, Ein Zika. They hold that there's no concept of this type of Zika. But Meikara, Yehumalah, Yehu Omar Allah, Iskachli, Zikas Yevamim, Mila Bahani. During the period of time that they were Yavam and Shemeres Yavam, at that point, wasn't the case that had he said Zikas Yavam, it would help. Hashanam Mari, now it also helps. No difference. This is where we left off yesterday. And now Rav Sharvi goes, and we're going to have now three more explanations of the machloikis between the Chachamim and Rebbe. So Rav Sharvi, Chalitza Ksheira, I Omalach Iskachali, Bezikas Yavam, Kolyam, Lepli, Noi Mahani. If there was a full-fledged chalitza ksheira means a normal, regular chalitza. After a chalitza takes place, then there is no zika left. And therefore, if he says, of course, zika sivam is not going to help because there's no zika. What you're saying is a meaningless statement. Oh, it's about a chalitza psula. What's the definition of a chalitza psula? Chalitza psula means that this was not the first act, but there was something that preceded it. If you look at Rashi, for instance, the first of the narrow lines, initially the Yavam gave the Yavam a get, and then after that he gave a chalit. Rabbanan Sabali Afgita Shapir Yesh Achareha Klub Hilkach Kani Main. The Chachamim say, because of the fact that he initially gave a get, now the chalitza that he gave was a chalitza psula. Chalitza psula doesn't mean that chalitza doesn't work. It means that chalitza is a weak chalitza. It's chalitza grua. Why is it a chalitza grua? Because there is not that much zika left. Part of the zika has already been taken away as a result of the get. Not that there's no longer mitzvah yibum chalitza. Rather, there is a mitzvah yibum chalitza. However, because he's already given her get, so then there's already an issur of kibishli bona shuvla yivne. Therefore, that has weakened the zika, and now that you've given that chalitza, the chalitza is considered to be a chalitza psula. Jeff, I see you just joined us. We're on the seventh line from the top of Nun Gimel Amid Aleph. Nun Gimel Amid Aleph, the seventh line. Since you're driving, you're probably going to do Tosh Baal Peh. I'm not sure that it's going to be that much of a day.
Yeah.
Anyway, the bottom line is, we're talking about now a chalitza psula, chalitza that followed after a get. Since the chalitza is not necessary to go and remove the entire zika, it's considered to be a weak chalitza. Since it's considered to be a weak chalitza, there is still zika left that was not removed. So marisa b'chalitza psula preteris. Preteris means that even a chalitza psula hatters you from any further dinim. In other words, the zika is done, there's nothing left. And that's the reason why you cannot go be mekadesh with the zika sivonin, because there's no zika. Marisa b'ar chalitza psula ain't a preteris. The other man, the Yemah, holds a chalitza psula ain't a preteris, and therefore a zika still remains. Therefore, if you're going to go and use the expression zika sivamin, then it works, because there is a zika, because chalitza psula didn't do a great job. It was a shvacha chalitza. And therefore, zika sivamin works after all. The next shot in the machloik is between Rebbe and Chacham. Ravashi yamid chuliyam chalitza psula ain't a pretext. Chalitza psula doesn't patter, meaning that there's still a zika left. The question is, if a man and woman do a chalitza, can you append a tanai, a condition to it? Rashi gives an obvious example of a condition that the Yavam says to the Yavama, I'm giving you this chalitza on the condition that you pay me 200 zuz. In other words, you pay me money, $200. Not very nice of this Yavam, but nevertheless, that's the Yavam. And the Yavam says, I'll allow you to have a chalitza if you pay me off. Okay, so the question is this condition effective or not? Marisav yesh tanai b'chalitza. One man yom holds that there is a tanai b'chalitza. And therefore, since there's a tanai b'chalitza, as long as the tanai was not mekuyam. In other words, let's assume they did the chalitza, and he said, okay, but you owe me now the 200 zuz. And she didn't pay the 200 zuz yet. She's going to go and pay it tomorrow, maybe next week, maybe next month. But she hasn't paid it yet. According to the Rabbanan, that tanai works, and unless and until she gives the 200 zuz, the chalitza is worthless. So if the Yavam subsequently comes to her and says, okay, I'm going to now be mekadesh you with the zikas yavamin, there's still a zika, because since the condition has not been fulfilled, then there's still a zika that's left. The chalitza has not been final, conclusive, and effective. On the other hand, Rebbe holds ain't tanai b'chalitza. A chalitza cannot attach, a condition cannot attach to a chalitza. And so therefore, once the chalitza is done, it's all over. There's no zika left. So it's a kaddish with zika sivamin. It's a meaningless statement because there's no zika to talk about when you say zika sivamin. And now the final pshat, machloik is Rebbe and the Chachamim. Rabbina Omer, Chuli Ami Yesh, Tanai b'chalitza. Everybody agrees that you can append a tanai to a chalitza. The question is, do you need that tanai kafel? As you all recall from other Gemaras, the din of tanai kafel we learn from B'nei God U'B'nei Re'uven, where the Torah says that if you're going to go over Chalutzim Yavro, then you're going to get a part in Eretz Yisrael, or a part in Eivar Yarden. Then lo Yavro, but if not, then you're not going to get. And the question is, why does it have to repeat it? If you will go ahead, if you won't go ahead. So we learn from there that a tanai should have a tanai kafel. Means that you make a condition, you should spell it out and say, if you do this, great. But if you don't do this, that will be the other alternative. And here's talking about that they didn't make a Tanai Kofu. They only made a Tanai without the Tanai Kofu. Marizim being a Tanai Kofu, he holds that you need a Tanai Kofu. And if you didn't make a Tanai Kofu, then the Tanai is worthless. Since the Tanai is worthless, then the Chalitza... then the Tanai was worthless. And if the Chalitza was a good Chalitza, if the Chalitza was a good Chalitza, then the subsequent being the Kaddish with Zikas Yevamin is a meaningless statement. No, it was a good Tanai. You don't need a double Tanai. And so therefore, since it was a good Tanai, then until she's Makayim the Tanai by paying the 200 Zuz, then the Zika still remains. And if you're Makadish or Bezikas Yavamin, it's an effective Kiddush. We've gone through yesterday and today six separate interpretations of the Machloikis between Rebbe and the Chachamim. If a person is Makadish a Yavama after Chalitza, the Kiddush Yablus, as opposed to a normal, regular Kiddush. Okay, now from here until the end of the Perek, which means halfway down the Amud Beis, the Gemara is going to go through various Lishonos in the Mishnah and is going to try to bring Askashas and bring Rayas one after the other. So we're going to have to remember what we learned back in the Mishnah at the beginning of our Perek. It says in the Mishnah, Cholat v'os meiner v'nos get u'bo'a. Now you recall it. Let's take a very quick look at Daf Nun Amud Aleph. Nun Amud Aleph. You remember the last two, three lines of the Mishnah. Mishnah said 2.5 lines before the end. Cholat, a person gave chalitza, a yavam gave chalitza, and after the chalitza, osa maimer, or nosen get, or bo'al, we learned ein acher chalitza klum. What is noteworthy is it doesn't say ein acher chalitza klum. Ein acher chalitza klum appears on the next line. After Bo'ag, Asamaymen, Nosin Get, V'cholat. Now that is rather strange, and when we learned the Mishnah, we pointed out that this second case of Bo'ag, the Asamaymen, Nosin Get, V'cholat, really should say, Ein Acher Be'ila Klum, or Ein Acher Be'a Klum. Why does it say, Ein Acher Chalitza Klum? In other words, these are two parallel sets of cases. First set is that you had a Chalitza, and after that, let's assume we're talking about Yavam Echad and Yavama Achas. So for the same Yavama, the Yavam gave her Chalitza. After that, he gave Maimer. After that, he gave it, instead of Maimer, after that, he gave a Get. Instead of giving a Get, after that, he did a Be'ilim. All of those things that he did were wrongful and are meaningless because there was already a Chalitza. In the case of Lamoshel, the big Ila, the Bia that he did after the Chalitza, he's over on an Isser of Kiddush Leibana Shivla Yivne. The reason why this is considered to be said in the Mishnah, as we'll have in the Gemara shortly once again, because our Mishnah goes according to Rabbi Akiva, the Ein Kiddush and Toivsim Chayovim Lavin, and there's a Chayav Lav of Kiddush Leibana Shivla Yivne. Once he gives a Chalitza, that's it. So the words Einach Chalitza Klum are missing on that line. And then the next set is Oiboa, the same Yova gave Bia, in other words, he was Miyabe, and after that he did Maimer, or gave a Get, or Cholat, Ein Acher Chalitza Klum. It should say Ein Acher Bia Klum. Why does it say Ein Acher Chalitza Klum? So we already discussed this briefly in our Mishnah, and Rashi already said at that time, U Gemara Kaboila. The Gemara is going to ask that the words Ein Acher Chalitza Klum should have been inserted before the word oi, and after bov yasamaymen get for cholat, it should say ein acher bia klum. Zochi gemara cholat v'yasamaymen osin get uba. Pray to avinisti nami ein acher bia klum. Not just ein acher chalitza klum. My from dam tamayu tani ein acher bia klum. You're right. You know what? We should change the lashon of our Mishnah. We should put in ein acher bia klum instead of ein acher chalitza klum. Time of the done. Hatoris Yvonne with a shook, a defile. our Tana holds that you only put in Einacher Chalitziklum, not Einacher Biaklum. Now, what's going on over here? Well, I don't understand. We have first a line of cases talking about that Chalitza was the first act, and anything that happens after that is meaningless. And then we have a line of cases, he did via first, and anything after that is meaningless. So why doesn't it say Einacher Chalitziklum and Einacher Biaklum? The Chorit should say both statements. So Rashi says that Artana is Lishna Klilahu. He wanted to go and lighten up on the Lashon HaMishnah. Lishna Klilahu means somewhat like poetic language, or try to lighten, not make it a very extensive, elongated Mishnah. And therefore he left out the four words. Question is, which four words should we leave out? Should we leave out the Ein Acher Biaklum or Ein Acher Chalitziklum? So according to Abaye Verova, since we ended off the last line of the Mishnah on that daf, talking about the Ila, it would make sense to go and say, Ein Acher Biaklum, because we've already said, we already went through the line of cases of Bia, as well as three lines before the end of the Mishnah, we said, Ein Acher Chalitziklum. We already talked about Ein Acher Chalitziklum. So it would be appropriate now to finish off the Omid by saying, Ein Acher Biaklum. Therefore, Zon Abaye Verova changed the Girsa. Why did our Tana leave in the Girsa Ein Acher Chalitziklum? It says in the Gemara, because the Mishnah, Rabbeinu HaKodesh, preferred talking about HaTorah's Yavam L'Shuk. HaTorah's Yavam L'Shuk means that if a Yavam did Bia, that means that they are now, they were Mekayim the Mitzvah, and now the brother has been Mekayim the Mitzvah even with Yavama, and Yavam has been completed satisfactory. Our Tana felt that allowing this woman to marry the Shuk gives her 10 million other options and alternatives, just in case she's not particularly interested in being the Siyavim through the Siyavim. And freeing a woman from her marital chains because of her husband passing away, this is considered to be a major accomplishment. And therefore, we want to go and emphasize that. We say, Ein Acher Chalitziklum, she is now a free woman. She's free to marry anybody and everyone that she wants to, with the exception, of course, of the Yavam, because of Kimish Leibonish of the Yivna, and as well as Kohen. And we continue on the next part. Echad Yivama Achas Echad Shtei Yivamis. That was at the top of Nun Amid Beis, the very top line, that it makes the difference. Achas Yivama, Achas, Achas. Yivama Achas, the Yavam Echad, the Achas Shtei Yivamis, the Yavam Echad. It makes a difference if you're talking about one Yavama, or if you're talking about one Yavam and two Yivamis. All the same halachas apply. The Mishnah does not stem with Azay Pisani. Then Azay Oymer Yesh Maimer Acha Maimer Vishne Yevom and Yevom Achas. Vimamer Acha Maimer Vishne Yevom is Vyevom Ach. What the Gemara is saying is very, very simple. We started off the Mishnah on Nun Omer Aleph. Ram Gamliel Oymer Ein Ger Acha Ger Vloy Maimer Acha Maimer. You cannot have a Ger Acha Ger, you can't have a Maimer Acha Maimer. So initially we were talking about one Yavam and one Yavama. Now on the top of Nunam Beis, we say it doesn't only apply to one Yavam and one Yavama, but also applies to one Yavam and to two Yavamais. Aha. And therefore, says Yimar, doesn't stem like Ben Azai. Because what did Ben Azai say? Ben Azai says, Geish Maimer Acher Maimer Bishnei Yavamim V'Yavama Achas. Ve'ein Maimer Acher Maimer Bishnei Yavamis V'Yavam Echad. Oh, so Ben Azai is now distinguishing between two Yavam and one Yavama, and one Yavam and two Yavamais. We have later on in the Mishnah as well, on Nun Amid Beis. See here, the top line only talks about Yavam Achas, Yavam Echad, and Shtei Yavam is the Yavam Echad. However, if you go down, about a little bit past halfway down the narrow lines, it says on the line, Bein Yavam Echad, Shtei Yavamais, Bein Shtei Yavamais, Yavam Achas. In other words, our mission is equating all three cases. One Yavam, one Yavama. One Yavam and two Yavamois. Two Yavamin and one Yavama. All of them the same. Allah applies that Ein Mamer Acher Mamer Ein Get Acher Get, according to Ram Gamliel. And for that matter, according to the Rabbanan, it's the other way around. Yesh Mamar Acha Marma V'yesh Get Acher Get. Across the board in all cases. Ben Azeh, however, makes a distinction. And he says that B'shnei Yivam and Yivam Achas Yesh Mamar Acha Marma. B'shnei Yivam and Yivam Mechat Ein Mamar Acha Marma. So crystal clearly, our Mishnah doesn't go according to Ben Azeh. Continuing on back to the Mishnah. Ketzad Maimer Lezu B'cholatz Lezu. Now, where is this Maimer Lezu B'cholatz Lezu? If you go again on Nun Amid Beis, roughly five lines from the top of the Amud, Maimer Bezu B'cholatz Lezu. He gave a Maimer to the first of the two Yevamois, and he gave a Chalitza to the second of the two Yevamois. So even though Ein Ach Chalitza Klum, after the Chalitza there's nothing more, however, we have to be metaking that original Maimer. Therefore, Rishoyin Tzricha Get. You have to give a Get to take away the Maimer that he gave to the first Yibam. Zokti Marli Messiah Le Mishmuel. Yom Mishmuel Chalitz Gbalas Maimer Le Niftarot Tzarasa. Let's say this is the right Shmuel. We had the Shmuel a couple of days ago in the Gemara. That if you go and give a Chalitza to the Balas Maimer, Le Niftarot Tzarasa. What's going on over here? We have over here two Yivam boys. The first Yivam he gave a Maimer. Second Yivam he didn't do anything. Now, if you want to go and release them from the Zika, you have to do a Chalitza. You have a choice. Who should you give the Chalitza to? To the first one as the Balas Maimer, or to the second one? Said Shmuel, if you give a Chalitza to the Balas Maimer, you have only accomplished a chalitza vis-a-vis the Balas Maimer. You have not accomplished a chalitza vis-a-vis the tzara. You know why? Again, because of the chalitza psula concept. Since he's already given Maimer to this lady, that undermines the chalitza that he's giving. So although the chalitza will help vis-a-vis this particular lady, but because it's an undermined chalitza, it's not going to patter the tzara, who's a pure zika, where her zika was ineffective, because no maimer was given, no get was given, nothing happened. So you have to go and give a chalitza to the second one. So since our Mishnah gives an example of maimer lezu, cholatz lezu, oh, it sounds like our Mishnah is following Shmuel's halacha, that don't give a chalitza to the balas maimer, give a chalitza to the tzar. It's all the tiyufta to Rav Yosef. Who's Rav Yosef? Rav Yosef, we had already a couple of times before in the Gemara, that if you have a choice to whom to give a chalitza, always give it to the balas get, and don't give it to someone who is not a balas get. Why not? Because of the expression that the Gemara said, "La'yishpeich odem mei boiroim achirim tzrichim lehem." You have over here a situation of two ladies, one of them to whom you've already given a get, so she will now be disqualified from marrying a kohen. So now if you want to go and give a chalitza, go and give it to that palace get. Don't give it to the tzar, so that the tzar will remain mutter the kohen, and because she won't get the chalitza, you're going to give the chalitza to the palace get. So the balas get will be prohibited to a kohen for two reasons. Number one, because she's a get and because she's a grusha. And number two, because she is a chalutza. But the second one will be free to marry the kohen. But the fact that the Mishnah gives an example of get lezu, b'cholatz lezu, sounds like the Mishnah is not following Rav Yosef. Everything more, both of the Lema Messiah and the Tiyufta, we can reject. Why miktani cholatz? Cholatz tani dievet. If the Mishnah were telling us what should you do lichatchila, then I can go and say, Shmuel, we have an excellent raya. By the fact that it says in our Mishnah that cholitz lebalas maimer lifter tzaras, and it says you should rather give a chalitza to the balas, the tzara, that would be a good raya. Why don't I go and give a chalitza to the balas maimer? Because we lifter tzaras. So Mishnah says, cholitz, go and give a chalitza to the tzara. Or on the other hand, if the Mishnah would go and say that a person gave already a get or maimer to the first one, and now he wants to go and do a chalitza to the second one, no, don't do it to the second one. Why? Because we don't want to spread new psule kahuna. We want to be able to keep the number of psulim to kahuna down to a minimum. So then it would make a lot of sense to go and say, do a chalitza to the one that you already gave a get, etc. However, it doesn't say in our Mishnah cholet, it says cholatz ketani. Therefore, our Mishnah is trying to illustrate what would be the din if Maimer Li'echot and Chalitza Le'Second to the Sheni, or to the Shniya. So it's just telling us the case, not telling what you should do. So you have no right to Shmuel, you have no kasha on Rav Yosef. Right, it says in the Mishnah, get lezu v'get lezu. What does it say in the Mishnah? Tzri chois. If you look back at Nun Amid Beis, get lezu v'get lezu. It's six lines from the top of Nun Amid Beis. Get lezu v'get lezu. Tzri chois heimenu chalitza. You require a chalitza. Now it doesn't say tzri chot. It says tzri chois. So the Gemara is assuming in the Havamina that means that you have to have two chalitzas. You have the chalitza for this one, the chalitza for that one. And for that matter, if they're multiple brothers, you have to have three or four or five chalitzas. Let's see the Gemara. Get lezu, get lezu. Lein mesayli rab barifuna, get rab barifuna, chalitza psula, tzri chalachazra, kol ha'achin. Since it was already a get given to each one, the zika has been weakened, so now the chalitza will be weakened. So if you have a chalitza psula situation, don't just have one ach go and give the chalitza psula, but have all the achim give chalitza psula. That's what it sounds like. It says tzri chois, blush and ramen, that you have to have multiple chalitzas. Every morningshka raya, my tzri chois the alma. What we mean to say is that these two yevamos, they both need a chalitza. Each one only needs one chalitza. They don't need a chalitza mikolo achim. They just need a chalitza. And the word tzrichos means, in general, when you have cases of this nature, every one of the ladies involved will have to have a chalitza. Not that they have to have separate chalitzas. One chalitza will be enough for all. Notwithstanding the fact that he uses the term tzrichos. So it's more about it. Before, 8 lines ago, we had Maim Lezu and Mecholetz Lezu. And we asked, why was the chalitza given to the second one and not to the first one? The Messiah, the Mishmur, and Akashan of Yosef. And Igmar now repeats it word for word, but not the case of Maim Lezu Mecholetz Lezu, but Get Lezu Mecholetz Lezu. The Messiah, the Mishmur, that Shmuel said, when you're giving the chalitza, you cannot give it to the balas a get, because that would be a chalitza psula, and therefore it won't patur the tzara. Give the chalitza to the second one. That's what it sounds like. Chalitza zu, you got to give the chalitza to the second. But you haven't given it to Rabbi Yosef, because Rabbi Yosef said that give the chalitza to the balas get, and not to the balas chalitza. So that, not to the second one, so that the second one should be able to go and remarry even to a kohen. Here it says in the Mishnah, get lezu b'cholatz lezu. If you have a tiyufta of Yosef, if they want to be k'tani cholatz, cholatz k'tani diyev. The same terrors as before. Our Mishnah is not giving advice how you do it b'chadchala. It's telling us the story of what happened to diyev and what do you do under those circumstances. Tukim Arvait. Oh, and now we're going to again repeat the shtickle from before. It says cholatz v'cholatz, by cholatz v'asamaymer, cholatz give it nothing get, etc. And then again it says at the very end of the Bo'al, Ba'asta Maimer Bo'al, nothing get, it says Ein Acher Chalitza Klum, the listening Nami Ein Acher Pia Klum. Same terrorism before I buy the Rabbi Dam Travayu to me, Ein Acher Pia Klum. It should go and say, Taka, instead of Ein Acher Chalitza Klum, put in the word Pia. Tandi Dona Tarzi Bom Leshunka, Nifalei, and Atana prefers using Ein Acher Chalitza Klum because he wants to emphasize the freedom that this young lady has gotten as a result of her chalitza, that now she's mutter to the whole world. So we already pointed out that the Mishnah talks about one yavam and multiple yavamis, as well as one yavam and multiple yavamin. So to our Mishnah, Rabbi Yochanan, the Yom Kula Beisa Belav Koi, Itzrich Lashmin, and the Inkidushim Tersim Chayav Elav. In all of these cases, when we talk about that, for instance, he gave a chalitza, and we repeated a couple of times, Ein Acher Chalitza Klum. And therefore, if someone were Mekadesh, the Yavama, after the Chalitza, if the Yavam was Mekadesh, then that Kiddushin would not be Chab, it would be meaningless. Why would it be meaningless? Because of the din, that according to Rebbe Akiva, Ein Kiddushin Toysim Chayav Elav. And that's why the Mishnah repeats this, Ein Acher Chalitza Klum, a couple of times, both on the Amud Aleph and on the Amud Beis to really send the message, get the message home. That according to Rabbi Yochanan of the Amud Kula Beis of Alav Koi, it's Rechashmin and then Kedushin Tzorik Zav Chiyom. And Rish Fokish Yom Kula Beis of Bekoris Koi, Itzrich Lashmin and then Kedushin Tzorik Zav Chiyom, Ikrisus. What is this? What is this Rabbi Yochanan and this Rish Fokish? We had Rabbi Yochanan Rish Fokish already a couple of days ago, and we had it earlier on in our Besechta Bank on Daf Yud Amud Beis. And what was that Gemara all about? That's talking about after, let's assume you have five Yevamim and five Yevamois. And let's assume one Yevam gave one Yevamah, gave her a Chalitza. Now we know that one Chalitza is enough across the board for all of the Yevamois, and only one Yevam needs to make a Chalitza. You don't have to have multiple Yevamim. So you gave one Chalitza, and we're done. We also know that the din of kimish le'banash shublo yivne. Once you give a chalitza, you're now let it go and take the yavama in marriage any longer. Now the question is, what is this? Is now just an iser lav, or is this an iser kares? So back on the daf yud amid days, both Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish agreed unanimously that vis-a-vis the yavama herself, and vis-a-vis this particular Yavam, all you have is an Isra'laf. If this Yavam who gave a Chalitza decided now to go and marry her, it'd be over the Isra'laf, Kibish Vibana Shuv Loi Yivne. Question is, what about the other Yavamin to this Yavamah? And what about all the other Yavam boys, which would mean all the Tzarais to the first Yavam? What would be the din over there? Rabbi Yochanan says it's all the same across the board. It makes no difference which one of the Yevamim gave the Chalitza to either one of the Yevamois. The point is that each one of them now has impressed on them the Isser of Kibush Leibana Shuv Loi Yivna, which is only an Isser Lav, not an Isser Kardis. Masha Enkein, Reish Lakish said, no. Vis-a-vis the Yavam and the Yevamah that got and gave the Chalitza, there I don't say it's only an Isalat. But vis-a-vis all the other Yevamim and all the other Yevamois, it's an Isser Kares. Now why would it be an Isser Kares? Because we go back to the original Eishes Ach, and we could consider it to be like an Eishes Ach Sheyesh Loi Banim. It's as if the brother passed away with children, where there's a bona fide, real, live Erva over here. The Torah only was matter the Erva under a Yibam or Chalitza situation. However, once we're talking about that Chalitza already took place, then that whole parsha has now ended. So vis-a-vis everybody else, we go back to the original din, that this is an Eishes Ach. I'm not letting go and marry my sister-in-law. Chas v'shalom. So therefore the Gemara says, according to Reish Lakish, everybody else is the curse. So the Gemara is asking now. The bright, as you know, our Mishnah was quite lengthy and went through numerous cases and each time repeated the cases to really hit home that it's both Yavam Echad and Yavam Achas. Yavam Achas, Shtei Yavamin, Shtei Yavamois, Yavam Echad. To tell you, each time it's always the same, the same, the same. So according to Rabbi Yochanan, it holds Kula Beisa Balavkai. We say Kula Beisa means that not only vis-a-vis the Yavam and the Yavama that performed the Chalitza, but all the other Yavamin that did not perform Chalitza, and all the other Tzarois that did not perform Chalitza, any one of them, if a Yavam would go and propose to marry any of them, it would only be an Isra'af. And nevertheless, it says in our Mishnah, each time, Ein Acher Chalitza Klum, that proposal, that why? It's a clash in the condition to some chiyav alamit. That's a big chiddush. But our mission is taking the side of Rabbi Kiva, and the condition is not toifus. El Reish Lakish, Yemekul Beis Bekareis, according to Reish Lakish, that holds that if any of the Yevamin marries any one of the Yevamois post Chalitza, there's an Issacharis. It's a clash in the condition to some chiyav decreases. Does the Mishnah have to keep on hitting hard and repeating Ein Acher Chalitza Klum, that there's no Kedushin Toifis? Of course there's no Kedushin Toifis. You know why? We're talking about a Chiyuv Karas. Come to the Chris Lockie. Chris Lockie says,
Rev Delvin, can I ask a quick question? I'm sure you covered it, but I just don't know.
If you're driving, yeah, I can ask questions at the same time. Keep on going.
So can a Yavam take two Yavamos? Let's say his brother passes away without any children. He wants to do Yavam on the wife, and the brother also had a Tzara, and he would like to, you know, make her a wife too, because you could have more than one. Is that mutter or not?
Oh.
Asking if a person passed away leaving two wives, which of course was mutter until Chaim Rabbeinu Gersh. Can he be miyabim both wives? It's a very
good question. He likes both, and you know, so he takes one. The other one, again, is just a sister-in-law, but it's a tzara sister-in-law who also didn't have any children. So you cannot do the
two. You're talking about, again, Reuven and Shimon. Reuven was married to two wives, both wonderful young ladies. Unfortunately, Reuven passed away without any children. You want to know whether Shimon can be miyabim both wives of his late brother Reuven? And the answer is, he cannot. The reason why
Yibam, is that the reason?
That's a good reason. But besides that, the Torah, the Gemara says, it says in the Pasuk, Bayis Echad Omer Achmana V'loi Shnei Batim. We talk about the Yavam, he's a point of bias. He can only be point of one bias. He can't be point of two batim. So therefore, he cannot take both of them.
Okay, Shkayach.
No problem. By the way, you have a similar case. Maybe this is what you are thinking of in the back of your mind. What happens if you have Reuven, Shimon, and Levi? And both Reuven and Shimon were married to very fine young ladies who were not related to each other. In other words, besides being sisters-in-law, but otherwise, they were not otherwise related. And then both Reuven and Shimon passed away, leaving over these two fine young ladies to Levi. Then Levi could be miyabim both of them, because each one is a separate bias. This is a bias of Reuven that he's reestablishing. This is the bias of Shimon. Anyway, no problem. So continuing on the Gemara. You're very welcome. We're on the second wide line down below. Nun Gimel Amud Aleph.
Jeff, that's this week's Sedra. V'chiper Bado, Bad Beiso. Beiso Zu Ishto. It's this week's Sedra.
Oh, okay. All right. Shkayach, Reb Barry. Thank you.
Shkayach, Reb Barry.
Rev David, as long as I'm on also for 1 second, I have warm regards from you, from Rav Shmuel Blum, a childhood friend.
Shkoyach, thank you very much.
Yeah, so I gave you the message. Sorry to interrupt.
No problem. Thank you very much for the message. If you see him again, please send back warmest regards to him as well. Omalach Rish Lakish. So Rish Lakish now answers. Remember, asking according to Rish Lakish, why does the Mishnah have to keep on pushing this point that post-Chalitza, there's no possibility of anything? Of course there's no possibility. Anything after that is Issacharis. Amalach Rish Lakish. Let me ask you a question. See if the Ksani continue on the Mishnah. It says, Bo'al, after the Yovam was Bo'al, which means he did Bia. Now they're like Ish V'Ishtar. And then afterwards it says in the Mishnah, after Bo'al, he also mine. Do I need to have the Mishnah to go and tell you that, for instance, what happens if Reuven did a bia, and then Shimon, the brother, assuming Reuven is a dead brother, so that would not be a good example. Reuven passed away, and he left over Shimon, Levi, Yehudi, Yisachar, left over a bunch of brothers. If Shimon initially was the one that did bia, and then Levi came over to the new Mr. Shimon, the former Yavama, and gives her Kesef Kedushin, Maimer, said the Mishnah, no, that's worthless. As we said before, the Gemara, because ain acher bia klum. Itzchak means the condition takes veishes ish. Doesn't everybody know that you can't go and marry a woman that is already married? Can't go. There's a lady walking down the street, Mrs. Nancy Smith. She's married to her husband, Mr. Smith. I can't go and propose to her and say I want to marry you, and here's a ring. Let's get married. She's already married. So why did the Mishnah have to tell us? But Rish Lakish basically is saying is, there's no question that there's a lot of repetitive cases in our Mishnah that were not necessary. But for stylistic purposes, we want to go through all the cases again and again to say that just like you have the case of Maimer and afterwards Get and after that Chalitza, etc., they apply to a Yavam Echem and Yavam Achas. They apply to a Yavam Echem Shtei Yavamis. They apply to Yavam Achas and Shtei Yavamin. So even though many of the cases of Halacha are a Dover Pashut, we just repeat them to complete the entire, if you will, crossword puzzle, going through each and every possible case, both for one Yavam, multiple Yavamis, and multiple Yavamin, even though some of the cases are really unnecessary and are obvious. So we turn now to the Amud Beis, top of the Amud, Cholatz, the Osa, Maimer, Venosan, etc. Zoktimar, what is the Chiddush of Cholatz, the Osa, Maimer? Bishloim, Cholatz, the Osa, Maimer, Itzrich. Remember, what does the Mishnah say about the Cholatz, the Osa, Maimer? That ain Acher Chalitza Klum. So a subsequent Maimer that was given is worthless. Bishloim, Cholatz, the Osa, Maimer, Itzrich. So can I take a minute and digzer, Maimer, the Bosser Chalitza, or to Maimer, the Kami Chalitza. The reason why it's necessary for our Mishnah to go and say Ein Acher Chalitza Klum, because I might have thought that I should be Goyzer, and I should say by that Maimer, you know what, maybe that Maimer is worth something after all, because if I'm going to say that the Maimer is nothing, then people will say that the Maimer before Chalitza is also nothing, which is incorrect. Because if one Yovam gave Maimer, and then either he or somebody else gave Chalitza, you still need a get to go and uproot the Maimer, because the Maimer is a form of Kiddushin which has to be removed. It's not enough just to remove the Zika, you have to remove the Maimer as well. So therefore, I know why the Mishnah says Cholos v'yos Maimer, that you don't have to do anything. Ein Acher Chalitza Klum. It's telling you a Chiddush, because I might have thought Nigzar Maimer was Chalitza, that Maimer we should give a get as well. Why? Because if you're not going to give a Maimer, sorry, if you're not going to give a get after the Maimer, after Chalitza, then people won't give a get after the Maimer before Chalitza. I'm not going. And the Chalitza doesn't get normally. Why does it have to go and say Chalitza doesn't get? The Chayra, after Ein Acher Chalitza Klum, of course that get is meaningless. You already gave Chalitza, the Zika has been terminated. You're giving now a get. A get for what? The Chayra, that get has no purpose whatsoever. It's totally meaningless. Let's continue on the sefer. Bo'al the osa maimer, bo'al the nosin get. Mishloim bo'al the nosin get. It's trichlo kadai tachamina nigzer get to bosa be'ila or to get the kami be'ila kamash v'lon le'gazrina. I can understand why the Mishnah has to give us the case of the bo'al the nosin get. Why? Because it has to tell us that ein acher bia klum after that be'ila. If another brother were to go and give a get to the same Yavama, or if that Yavam gave a get to another Yavama, of course, that's goodish, but you need it, because I would think, Nigzer get the Basa Be'ila or to get the Kame Be'ila, that if you give a get before the Be'ila, then the Be'ila afterwards that it's given is a Bia Psula. And therefore he wants to go, and I would have thought therefore that I should go and tell us that if a get is given after the Be'ila, Bia, maybe it does have some force after all. So therefore, that's why I told you, Kamash Lund Lakers Rina. Avabod Vasa Maimer Lamali. Once you give a Be'ila, then after you do a Maimer, Rashi says if you're talking about the Yovam and Yavam Achas, Levashtaitzach, after there was a Bia, there's a full fledged Yibam, if he's going to go and give her Maimer now, it's like giving her a present. Yeah, anytime a husband wants to give a present to his wife, it will always be accepted. It never have to worry. So what do you need that case for in the Mishnah? You're right, like we said a moment ago on the Amud Aleph, a lot of the individual cases you really don't need. However, since we are putting in every case by each one of the four, remember we have four potential events or acts going on in our Mishnah. You have the Maimer, you have the get, you have the bia, and you have the chalitza. So we keep on going through every possible alternative. A get acher get, a maimer acher maimer, a maimer acher get acher maimer, a get acher chalitza, chalitza after get. We go through all of them, even though many of them there's no particular chidush, we're just doing it to fill in all the blanks, so to speak. Finally, Bisman Shehi.
Before I go ahead, just a quick one. We said, in Acher Chalitza Klum, but we had before that if he said, he did Maimer Vitoris Kedushin, or he gave her Kesef Kedushin, whether in whatever formulation we have, we did say that it is effective.
That's a very, very, very good question. And the answer is, whenever we say in our Mishnah, in Acher Chalitza Klum, it's going according to Rebbe Akiva. The Rebbe Akiva says, Ein Kiddush Toysim Chayav
Lam. Okay, thank you.
No problem. Continuing on the one, Bizman Shehi. Now, we have, at the end of our Mishnah, we have a Machloikis. Let's just go back to our Mishnah just for a short second on Nun Omid Beis. After we go through the Mishnah, you'll see it will all become crystal clear. What does it say in our Mishnah? Cholet v'osem maimer. We're talking about, okay. Einach chalitza klum. This is 2, 4, 6, 7 lines from the, before the end of the narrow lines. It's basically parallel to the final toisis and nun amit beis. V'osem mivol acher bier. So what does it say there on the line? Ein acher chalitza klum, bein bechila, bein beemtza, bein besoif. Once there is a chalitza, anything following after that is meaningless. Whether the chalitza was the first act or whether it was a middle act, meaning it was, for instance, first a maimer and then a chalitza, or there was a get and after that a chalitza. Makes no difference. Ein acher chalitza klum, period. However, va'be'ila, Bismanji Bechila, if Bia was the first thing in Acharei Klum, anything that happens after that is meaningless. If it was Be'emza, that means the Be'ila was after Maimer. Or if it was after Get, Be'emza Besayf Yesh Acharei Klum, then you could have something after that as well. Chamiya says it really makes no difference whether it was Be'ila first or Chalitza first, whether it was Betchila, whether it was Be'emtza, whether it was Besoif, Einach Re'akla. So your machloek is now between the Tanakama and the Chamiya. The Tanakama says it is a difference between Bia and Chalitza, although both of them, Ein Acher Chalitza Klum, Ein Acher Bia Klum, but it really depends on whether it's the first act or it was an intermediary act or an intermittent act. By Chalitza makes a difference first, second, third. After Chalitza, that's it, boys. While by Bia, says the Tanakama, if Bia was number one, Ein Acher Bia Klum. If it was in the middle, Yesh Acher Bia Klum. Rambam Chavi says it makes no difference. Now we're going to see a third mandiyama. Back to Nun Gimel Amit Beis, Masis Nalekhi Aitana Desanya. Abi Yosef Ben Yoichan and Ishu Shalayim Vayim Mishim Rambayer. Achas Bi'ila. Bi'achas Chalitza. Bat Chila in. I'm sorry, Bat Chila. Ein Acher Bia Klum. Em to the Saif. Yesh Acher Bia Klum. So this Abi Yosef Ben Yoichan Ishu Shalayim Nim Rambayer. He disagrees with both the Tanakama and with Reb Nechemya. The Shalish Machloik is Bedover. Therefore, we have three views. Tanakama, so Rabbi, the Ikala Migza Gozrina, Chalitza, the Lekala Migza Loi Gozrina. Why does the Tanakama say there's a difference between whether the Bia is at the beginning or the Bia is in the middle? Because if the Bia is in the middle, then we could have a situation in the Moshul. If you're going to go and say, Bia Acher Maimer, that Ein Acher Bia Klum, that means that the Bia was totally effective. So then people might go and say, fine, so then we can have a Bia Acher Bia as well. That you can have, let's say, Shtei Yavamois, and one Yavam goes and does a Bia for the first one, and then the other Yavam does a Bia for the second one, and we're going to have trouble over here. Because one of them, the second one, is going to be Oyver Nisra Eishasach. Can't be Miyavim both. Once you can even win one, then that was Jeff's question of earlier. So therefore, just like you can't have a Bia Acher Bia, maybe we should be Goyzer, don't allow for Bia Acher Maimer. And that's why our Mishnah tells us, because of that Gezeira, says the Tanakama, if Bia came number one, then Ein Acher Bia Klum. But if Bia came number two, after Maimer, then I'm afraid, then I have to be Goyzer. Why do I have to be Goyzer? In other words, on that because there was a maimer first, I'm afraid that people are going to go and say, oh, einach abia klum, so we're done. So then people will say, faket. Then after bia, you can have another bia from another yavam on another yavam. Why? Because I see bia is the ultimate, and that's the yavam. So just like okay, bia will help after maimer, maybe bia will help by a second yavam and a second yavam, acha bia. So that's why I have to be koizer. And that's why I make an afkimina between whether the bia came first or came intermittently somewhere in between. Tanakama said, would be a deikal and migzer. Chalitza the lekal and migzer loigazri. You want to sit back on nunum at bays. What should I be goizer by chalitza? That somebody's going to become and going to do a second chalitza, a third chalitza. No! You want to use an expression called hani, koki hani, tachloitz v'tezel. Make as many chalitzas as you want. You can have 5 chalitzas, 10 chalitzas. It's not going to make any difference. They're all chalutzas. They only make enough kimina legabe a koi. But now legabe the inyan of yivam chalitz. So therefore we're not koi. Rem Nechemi is somewhere. Be a nami lekel mitzvah. You don't have to worry about bi. I become as legal as bi achar get. You should be achar chalitza. Kimin the chalitza the araisa may the yad. People are not going to go and confuse and say, if you can allow for bi achar chalitza, then you can allow for bi'achar get, or faket. Kim the chalitza diaraisa, since chalitza is min ha-Torah, made the Yadi people know, no, chalitza, that's the real McCoy. After chalitza, there's nothing further. Udikam is ligzer bi'achar maimer, we should bi'achar bi'a. Kim the bi'a diaraisa, made the Yadi. I don't need to make any gzeira, says Rav Nechemia. Nobody's going to make any mistakes about these various gzeiras. Yeah, Brother Shai, you have a question?
Well, again, is this all according to Rebbe Akiva? Because
everything is according to Rebbe Akiva. Everything is according to Rebbe Akiva. If you're talking about after Chalitza, everything goes according to Rebbe Akiva.
But if there's there should be Ein Achra Klum as well, wouldn't you say? That she's already Mekudeshes.
You're talking about 2 Yevamin with 1 Yevama. You could also have 2 Yevamin with 2 Yevamais. That you have a bia on number 1 and then you have a bia on number 2. And he's coming to tell you that the second bia is not chal. Why wouldn't it be chal? According to Mekiva, because ain kiddushin toivsin b'chiyav elah. As far as the other yevamois are concerned, this would also go back to the machloket between the Yoichan and Rish Lakish. Whether the marrying of a second yevama is considered to be nisakaris, according to Rish Lakish, even without Rabbi Kiva, and Kiddushin Toysim Rechayom increases. It's only according to Rabbi Yochanan that if you don't hold like Rabbi Kiva, the Kiddushin could be Toysis and a second Yivam.
Yeah. But there shouldn't be Ein Acharei Klum if she, even on the second Yivam, if he had Bia with her, so then.
The same Yivam?
No, another Yivam.
Another Yivam. Another 2 Yivamin and 2 Yivamites.
Right.
The Yavam Echad went to his Miyavim Yavam Achaz.
Right.
So Yavam has been completed. We're now done.
Right.
Is any other Yavam allowed to marry any other Yavam?
No, absolutely not.
Bayis Echad Leishneibat.
Right.
So that's now an Isolat.
Right.
Right? Good.
Right. According to Rabbi Kiva, it's not Tofes.
Exactly.
So therefore, that
second B is meaningless. That's why it says Enacha B'a Klum. That was right. That's Rabbi Kiva. If you go back to Nun Amud Aleph, you see the Rashi on the first wide line. Ein li acher chalitza klum. You have that first wide line, Ein li acher chalitza klum.
1 minute, using art scroll, I got to turn about 20 pages. All right.
Yeah, 25 pages, right?
Now I'm good.
You have that first wide line, Ein li acher chalitza klum?
Yeah.
Okay, so now continue to the end of that Rashi. Go skip down to the next line.
Yeah.
The end of the line. Our Mishnah goes according to Rabbi Kiva, and that's why in Lach Chalitza Klum. Good?
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Thank you.
One question. Why did Rabbi include the minority view of Rabbi Akiva in the Mishnah, and we go according to Rabbi Akiva, which is a minority view?
You're asking why did he go and make a Mishnah like Rabbi Kiva when we don't pass it like Rabbi Kiva?
Yeah, we pass it like the Rabbanon. Why did he include the entire Gemara goes Fabel, according to Rabbi Akiva, when in reality, I mean, we go according to the Rabbanon, the majority.
It's a very good question. I don't have an answer to that. Why would Rabbi be soisim a Mishnah like Rabbi Akiva since we don't pass him like Rabbi Akiva? This is not the only occasion in the Shas, but each time you have a Stam Mishnah, which Aloy Kaloch is Akishver. Why would be soisim like that since we don't pass him like him? Anyway, finishing off our Gemara here on Nun Gimel Amud Beis, we've gone through the Tanakhama and we've gone through Nem Nechemia. And now, finally, Rabbi Yossi ben Chanan Tzavallah Rabbanon, the Gazi Rabbiya, the Gazi Chalitza Mishim Bia. Rabbi Yossi ben Chanan, Abbi Yossi ben Chanan, Ishu Shalayim, Mishim Rameir, holds like the Rabbanon, that I am Goizer Bia. And for the same reason why the Tanakhama is Goizer Bia. Gazi Chalitza Mishim Bia. Even though Chalitz itself, there's really no reason to be Goyzer, like the Gemara said before. Nevertheless, he felt that the Chacham made a loy pluk, and therefore they didn't distinguish between Bia and Chalitza, and therefore only if the Bia of a Chalitza was the first act do I say that anything post that is gornished, en achre aklum, but if either the Bia or the Chalitza was a middle act after a Maimor or after a Get, which becomes what we call a Chalitza Pesula or a Bia Pesula, then Kuliyam Moida that we are Goizer and Yesh Achareha. And a three-way machloikis. And with that, we've concluded the very challenging Perek of Rav Gamliel. And we start a brand new Mishnah. This Mishnah is very straightforward. We've already discussed many of the halachas before. Had loch Rav Gamliel, had loch Rav Gamliel. Zok the Mishnah, Abba, Al Yivem, Zay, Bein, Bishogi, Bein, 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 Person who is miyabim his yavam, if he did it b'shoyik b'mezid b'oynis b'rotzim, how can you go and make bia b'shoyik or b'mezid? What does that mean? So Rashi says b'shoyik means that when he lived with his yavama, he thought it was his wife. He didn't realize it was the yavama. This we know from Yaakov Avinu. Yaakov thought that the young lady was Rachel, and it turned out that it was Leah. So this person also was dark. He didn't know. He thought he was living with his wife. He wakes up in the morning to find out that it was his yavama. So that was a shoyik. Mezid, says Rashi, b'shem's nus, b'loy b'shem mitzvah. Yes, the yavam and the yavama lived together, but it wasn't for the purpose of being making la'achiv shem b'Yisrael to do a mitzvah. They did it because he liked her and she liked him, and they lived together without any mitzvah in mind. Makes no difference. It still works. Even if it's an oinus, the Gemara is going to ask, how can you have an oinus by aroyus? We're going to see that on the bottom of the oven. Bein baratzin, of course. Baratzin means that they did it willingly. The word bein baratzin is unnecessary, but he's just going through all the cases. Shoyig mezid, oinus, ratzin. After the who shoyig vehim mezidah, even if he's a shoyig, meaning he thought it was his wife and not the avama, vehim mezidah, and she is doing it with shame's nus. Not l'shem mitzvah, or faket, who mazed it? He's not doing it l'shem mitzvah. L'hishoy geges, and she is doing it because she thought that that was her late husband or somebody else. She didn't realize that it was the yavam. Who honest he lo yanusa? He anusa, who lo honest? Any one of these cases, it makes absolutely no difference. It's koina, and the yavam was effective. And echad ma'ar, ma'ar means it wasn't a complete bia. Is a machloikis the Rav Shas exactly what ma'ara means? Either it means that the aver only touched the outside and there was no penetration whatsoever, or there was penetration but they didn't go all the way to the end. He was not mazria zera. The echad agoimer, or a person that did a full fledged bia. In all of these cases, kana, the kinyan worked, v'lechilik ben dia l'bia. There's no difference between one bia and the other bia. B'chayr, we've already said, echad. What does he add by saying b'lechilik ben bia the bia? So Rashi says ben bia kedarka or ben bia shaloi kedarka. Any type of bia works. And the Mishnah continues. V'chena baal achas mikolaroy shabetoy. Oy psulois. Sai one of the aroyas. That's this week's parasha parshas achrei mois. Next week's parasha parshas kedoisha. Oy psulois. He going almanu lekoyin gadol grush vachutz lekoyin hedyet mamzer sin of Yisrael. Mas Yisrael mezin mamzer sin pasla. Pasul means the gabin yonikuna. The lechilik bein bia le bia makes no difference, any type of bia, as we enumerated in our Mishnah. So, Kimar, my appeal. What does it mean when we say on the second line, "Afilu hu shogig v'hi meizid, v'hu meizid v'hi shogeges"? Not only a case, although he didn't know that he's doing a mitzvah, he thought it was his wife. She, however, knew that this is the yavam, and she was mechamel l'shem mitzvah. Inami hu meizid, he was mechamel l'shem mitzvah because he wasn't interested in being the yavam. He was just interested in having a good time. V'hikam mechamel l'mitzvah, and she was mechamel l'mitzvah. And afilu hu shogig v'hi meizid, even a case where he is a shogig, he doesn't realize it's his yavam. And she's meizid, she's not mechamel l'shem mitzvah. It's a violent mechamel l'shem mitzvah. Neither one was mechamel l'shem mitzvah. Afilu hachi, kana, it works. Turn it up here. Afilu shneim shogigim, shneim meizidim, shneim anusim. In all cases, the bia and the yibam is effective. What's the case of anus? A bunch of goyim took knives or guns and forced the yavam to live with this yavama. And therefore, it was an oinus. He was forced into it. That's an impossibility. You can't force someone to go and have bia because by definition, bia requires a kishui eiver, and if a person is terrified that somebody's going to shoot him and kill him, his eiver typically does not become hard. And therefore, it's impossible to go and have a bia under those circumstances. As you want to be yashan, yashan means a yashen, person who is sleeping, says Rashi, shiniskashik, yashu yashen. So this was honest in the sense he had no intention of doing bia whatsoever. It's just as a result of normal reflexes that during the night his aver became hard as a result of sleeping or whatever, and therefore if then at that point he lived with the yavam without even realizing that he was living with her, it was a total oinus, a total mistake, if you will. Nevertheless, it works. Mitzvah Hashem, rest of the blood to be continued tomorrow.
Well, who is the onus on? So who is the onus on?
Who's the onus on? I didn't catch you.
That was a joke.
Okay.
Responsibility.
Oh, the onus. Onus is onus. Yes, okay. The onus was on both of them to go and get married, and Baruch Hashem, it worked. They got married, and he has an effective yibam. Thank you, Shem.
Reb David, why would that be effective, though? Because it's L'shem's nus on the part of the woman.
Even if it was both of them, the Gemara is going to ask, what's the makar? And if you... Apparently, you're still driving, I assume. And therefore,
yeah, I can't look,
but you mentioned him. You'll see the Gemara is going to say tomorrow on the seventh line at the top of the Amid, the Tanur Rabbanan, Yavama Yavi Aleha Mitzvah. The Gemara is going to say, Yavama Yavi Aleha, Beit Beshagi, Beit Bemezi, Beit Beinus, Beit Beratzi. The Gemara is going to learn this from a Pasuk, Yavama Yavi Aleha. Stay tuned to tomorrow's Limud from that Pasuk.
Okay, Shteyach, have a good Shabbos, everyone.
Good Shabbos.
You mentioned Sunday morning, we continue at 8:05. Yes, and yes, Hashem.
See you then.
Have a good day, everyone. Be well. Have a good Shabbos.
You too.
Oh, 1 second. Sunday morning is Rosh Chodesh. Rosh Chodesh means that we're gonna daven a longer davening. So, what should we schedule it for? Should we schedule it, let's say, for 8:20 or 8:25 or something like that?
Your call, how about 8:15 approximately, maybe 8:15, 8:20. I'll put a window on it.
Right, I think approximately 8:20. The minion over here also goes rather slow. So I would recommend 8:20.
Okay, 8:20 it is. Okay.
Okay.